USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump considering taking action against several former U.S. intelligence officials.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
That's White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders at yesterday's briefing.
President Trump's efforts to pull security clearances from several former intelligence chiefs, critical of his handling of his meeting with Russia's president, has the support of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
Anyone who's calling basically the president treasonous, which would require the death penalty, is someone that is over the top and not showing the proper judgment to still have access to classified information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a report today that a group of Russian state-sponsored hackers have infiltrated electric utilities in the U.S., sometimes causing blackouts. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Democrats in the U.S. House pushing forward a resolution that condemns the president's foreign policy. Here's Congressman Adam Schiff of California.
The Helsinki summit really brought to a head an entirely new and destructive direction that Donald Trump would bring this country, a direction in which we shun fellow democracies, in which we castigate our NATO allies.
Schiff says America's long support of democracy around the world is being challenged by what he calls Trump's destructive direction. Porn star Stormy Daniels' husband wants a divorce. Glenn Crane, the husband of the woman who claims to have had an affair with Donald Trump a dozen years ago, filing for divorce in Texas. Crane was granted a temporary restraining order, so Daniels can't take the couple's 7-year-old daughter on her nationwide bus tour of strip clubs. The Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park in California now 16% contained, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The White House is criticizing Senate Democrats for refusing to meet with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. At the White House yesterday, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders accused Dems of playing political games with the nomination, calling it unprecedented. However, some Republican senators did the same, refusing to meet with President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, in 2016. Senate Republican leaders argued that the Senate should not consider a Supreme Court nominee during a presidential election year. This time around, Democrats say the decision should wait until after the midterm elections. Papa John's board of directors reportedly attempting to keep the founder from taking over the company. According to the Louisville Journal-Courier, company leaders are considering a poison pill to keep John Schnatter from retaking the company because he still owns 29% of it. Schnatter resigned as board chairman of the company that bears his name earlier this month after using a racial slur during a company conference. But more recently, he said he's had a change of heart. Schnatter said he used the N-word during that meeting as a way to emphasize how much he hates racism. And a star of the National Geographic Channel's Wicked Tuna series has died. Nicholas Duffy Fudge passed away on July 19th at 28, according to a funeral home in New Hampshire, which did not reveal a cause of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.